What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. We're back from the dead. We have been resurrected.
It's been hectic, and we apologize.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mostly on my part, y'all. I've been going through it. A lot of changes all at once. But one thing remains true. We always come back. So, you know, the Hans and Tristan podcast is not going anywhere until we're old.
Even then, literally, we're going to be in a senior living center recording.
Yeah, just doing it. I'm like, well, let's get back to it.
I can't wait. It's going to be so lit.
Yes. It's going to be fun. We're going to have all our old friends in the background chiming in. It's going to be great.
I'll be talking about my hip replacement.
Yeah. We're going to talk about all our different surgeries and how it's hard to get up out of bed. You know, things of that nature. Let's keep it fun. But Tristan, how are you doing? I know you're ushering off your daughter into the college scene. She's graduated. And now I saw the pictures and the videos. The graduation was awesome. She looked great. I know now you're just getting ready to have her start her semester in August.
I know. So yes, my baby graduated back in May. Like we said, it's been a while. So mm-hmm. I graduated back in May. So that's amazing. We're super ready for college. Got her dorm picked out, roommate picked out. These dorms are different now because they're like apartment styles. Like mm-hmm. you walk in and it has like a kitchen and a living room. And then every student has their own room and their own bathroom in their own room. It's like super fancy.
Must be nice.
I know, right? That's what I said. I was like, okay, so this is what my money gets me, or gets you, actually.
Right.
But whatever. So I already got her classes picked out. She's going to school for nursing. So we're excited. I'm going to be an empty nester.
Wow. How does it feel to say that?
It feels amazing. I can't wait. But the thing is, she's only like literally right up the road. And then I start my new job and she's like 15 minutes from my new job.
Oh, okay. So she's right there.
Yeah. So if I need to get to her and I need, you know, some mommy daughter love, I can just go and infringe on her space that I pay for.
There you go. I was about to say it's your space.
It is.
You pay for it. So
literally. So yeah. I'm excited for her and I'm excited for her new chapter and my new chapter as well.
Yeah. I was going to say it's your new chapter as well because your parenting is taking another shift, right?
It is.
You no longer have a child who's dealing with the struggles of high school and, you know, all that comes with navigating high school life. Now you're dealing with a college student, right?
Literally.
So that's another step in, stepping stone for her and for you too as a parent. So I'm interested to see the conversations that are going to happen, you know, what happens when she runs into her first issue with classes and, you know, like all those college things that we had to go through.
Right. The only difference is she won't have no financial aid issues because I'm paying for hers.
There you go.
And I had to pay for mine too with student loans. So yeah, because I'm paying for hers, her semester's already paid off. So she's starting off, you know, with a clean slate. And I'm already saving for the next semester.
Nah, man, so. you need to give her one semester of going down to that financial aid office and having to cut somebody out or being in line. She needs the experience. I feel like it's right.
She won't
passage.
Do that. You know what she's gonna do? She's gonna call me. She's like, mommy. Every time she runs into something, I don't care if it's at work, she's like, mommy, they said, first of all, who is they? Like, let's start there. Who is this they you keep speaking of? But they said, I don't know who they is. Okay, well, let's get some basic information. Let's start with names. So yeah, I'm proud of myself. Because I know like you and I were thrown to the wolves. We had to figure it out. We had to, you know, so she completed her FAFSA. So all the logistics she knows how to do, she's just not paying for it. I'm able to help without enabling. And I think that's a very good balance to have.
Right. But I mean, in essence, right, isn't that what parenting is all about? Setting our children up for better than what we had, right? Not necessarily, like you said, enabling them, but giving them opportunity to have access to a better lifestyle than what we had. So you're doing your thing. A1 parenting, as always. I'm just waiting for your book on parenting to come out, you know?
It's coming. Listen, I promise you. I said I'm definitely going to do it this year because I'm like, I have no life and my child's not here. So what else would I be doing? Yeah. I already finished Game of Thrones. So I finished it. I'm not gonna get into the schematics, but I give it a B minus.
I didn't know you were even watching it. We could have, oh man.
I know. I accidentally started watching it.
Oh, okay. It was by accident.
I was like, what's this? Because you know, I like Vikings and stuff like that, and you know, time period movies. So I was like, well, what's this? And then I was like, dragons, like, ugh. And I kept watching. I'm like, eh, okay. But I'm like, the first season, they didn't even have any battles. I'm like, so no one's going to war? I'm confused.
Okay, so like the first episode I know gets you in because they kick dude out the window. So you're like, wow. Okay.
That's literally the only thing that got me hooked. I'm like,
no, that's what it does. That's what it does. It's like, now I have to continue. You kicked the kid out the window. Like,
he literally pushed him out the window. So now I got to see this unravel.
Yeah. So, but after that, though, it picks up and it starts to get crazy. The ending, not so much. The
ending was trash.
Yeah, not so much. I get why people are complaining. But like you, I got onto it after everybody, after the hype. I do that. I don't like to watch things while it's hyped up.
Yeah.
I like to watch it afterwards. But that's dope. We gotta talk about that some more.
We will dive it. Because you know, we slick Siskel and Ebert on the low.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta do our movie critics on the low.
We sure do. That's dope.
So yes, we will get together and we will dissect Game of
Thrones. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make it a segment. what Hans and Tristan are watching. What are their thoughts on this?
Literally, because it's always something popping.
Yes. But so I know we've had a extended hiatus, so much has happened, and we can't talk about literally everything that's happened. So we're just gonna hit on the big things that we felt were important that we just could not get on here and not mention or talk about. First and foremost, Roe v. Wade. That is still wild to me. I still can't believe it happened. So for those who have been under a rock, Roe v. Wade, basically what happened, Supreme Court overturned abortion, making it basically up to the state level to decide whether they want to legalize it or not, or ban it. So now it is no longer a federal, right, issue. They have released it to the states making their own decision. And literally as soon as that was overturned, certain states, predominantly in the South, abortion bans went into effect as soon as Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now, this doesn't even take into consideration, abuse or anything like that. One thing I did see, though, it does take into consideration emergency abortion. So if there's a complication during, while they're about, they're in labor, if there's a complication, it does allow for abortions to, you know, to happen there. So that overturn did not affect that law, but everything else basically up to grabs for the state level. And even then, some states are trying to fight that. They don't even want an emergency abortion. So you want but Tristan, I know you feel strongly about this.
As a woman with reproductive organs.
As a carrier of a uterus.
Yes. As a card-carrying uterus bleed once a month individual. My stomach turned. And mind you, I have a door.
Mm-hmm.
So it did backflips.
Oh.
Because now I can't control what I do with my body, but some old raggedy motherfuckers can tell me what I can do with my body. And I think it's so ironic because I don't think this has anything to do with the life of a child, because we know in the United States doesn't care about children.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely don't care about poor children. Let's be real. So this has nothing to do with the actual dynamic of children in my perception. I think this has a lot to do with white people becoming the minority. And they're trying their best to preserve the numbers so they can sway them in their favor. I think that's honestly what it all boils down to. I think this has a lot to do with keeping, this is a numbers game, right? This has nothing to do with the livelihood of children, because let's be real, we have school shooting. How many school shootings did we just have? Like,
oh, Jesus.
Exactly. How many children die on a regular basis? How many children die in CPS custody, DFACS custody, foster homes, and things like that? And the laws haven't changed in those dynamics.
Right. Could we venture to say, though, that it's also, I guess, a numbers/power move?
Well, the numbers control the power.
Right.
Yeah, Absolutely, absolutely. Because again, if they have more of their kind, then they can actually keep control of certain dynamics as far as Senate and, you know, federal, state levels and things of that nature, because they have more of them voting. Not saying that just because you're white, you're going to vote for a white person, but let's be real and call a spade, you know? So understanding that is just my perception of the dynamic of controlling the numbers and how the outcomes persuade, you know, as far as Roe versus Wade. Because what other reason would you have to care about my coochie? Because I promise you, since I gave birth to that little round-faced baby upstairs, I don't have too many people knocking on my door asking about her well-being from age 0 to 18.
Right.
No one cared about her livelihood. No one checked in on her. Like, no one cared when she was in school. Like, the level of concern was damn near non-existent except for me as her mom. Mm. So what other reason would the state have to worry about my child and her livelihood? Because they don't care about her education.
No, that's facts. That's facts. And you bring an interesting perspective, because I never really thought about it from that perspective. I definitely thought it was like a power move in the sense of political power move for them to do that. But I do understand, though, like, where you're coming from. And it does, I mean, the points do kind of make sense, right? So they're trying to control it from multiple aspects. So just not politically, but just from straight sheer numbers perspective. But I also see it as, like you're saying, like, it's really never been about the kids. Because if you truly cared about the kids, you will also do additional care, right? You would make sure that all schools have appropriate funding, right, for their education. Healthcare would be accessible for these kids. You get what I'm saying? Food, there'd be no food deserts, right? We'd have all these additional resources that these kids need once they're in this world to make sure that they're taken care of, right? So you don't really care about these kids. You get what I'm saying? You really don't. And one thing that also is just, as somebody who is a proud Christian, like, for them to blanket this under, you know, like, just the veil of Christianity or religion, and that's not even it, because the true essence of Christianity allows for freedom of will. Like, if God gave us the free will to make our own decisions, who are you to constrict that? Who are you to tell a woman what she needs to do with her body? You are not that woman. Allow her the freedom to do whatever she wants to do, because it's her body.
There you go. And what kills me is the fact that, so you're saying that, and I think I just seen this on the news, a 10-year-old girl goes to get an abortion and they reported her. And I'm like, a 10-year-old can't consent to sex. That's rape all day. That's statutory rape all day. In any state, that's statutory rape. But you report this child. So now what? Because my thing is, they're so focused. And here's the thing. Let's be real. If you want to cut down on the willy-nilly reproductive dynamic, mm-hmm. why not start with vasectomies?
Facts.
Why not make all vasectomies mandatory once a boy hits puberty? And when he's ready to start a family, you can reverse it. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, they're targeting the women when really the men are not being held accountable for their parts as well, too.
Are men ever really held accountable?
No, I mean, run the system.
Exactly.
Well, white men aren't held accountable.
I'll there say. You go. And then, you know, other cultural men benefit from that.
Yeah, oh, I'm definitely.
Like,
yeah.
It gets to a point where it's like, at what point do, and I just really believe women get blamed for everything. Like, I don't care what it boils down to. But it gets to a point where it's like, again, these number games, and you're trying, this wasn't, because most people think it is just a flex, like the flex of the system. This is a flex. No, this wasn't a flex. This was a well-plotted plan. Mm-hmm. And it was very much executed in such a way that the underlying cause still isn't clear. Because it's like, for why? For what? But I promise you, it got more people to sign up to vote. Mm. More people going to goddamn vote, because I know I damn sure signed my baby up to vote. Mm-hmm. 17 and a half, let's go do it. Because to me, it's just, it gets to a point, like I said, you spend damn near $50,000 a year on a prison inmate. Imagine if you take that same money and allocate it on the front end when they're children, as opposed to on the back end. But again, that's a system that doesn't care about children.
I mean, think about the billions of dollars that go into defense and guns. This country cares more about gun rights and access to guns than making sure that women are healthy and taken care of. They care. Guns matter. Me having an access to an AK or seven means more than you being healthy and safe in this country.
Mm-hmm. Because the NRA backs most of these people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
the NRA got money. I don't get the NRA fucking has money.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why this is not like when people are like, yeah, there's gonna be a change. No, like these guns are not going anywhere because they're responsible for so many people in office, and you can't bite the hand that feeds you. At the end of the day, as long as they're continuing to accept these donations, air quotes, they're not going anywhere. You're going to have access. Assault rifles are just going to continue to change. So yes, Biden made this band, right, of certain degrees. They're just going to change it. This is mechanics. They're going to change it to something that doesn't fit the confines of that. And that's what's going to be used. Like, it's just going, we're just treating the symptom with that.
And that's the bigger issue. So you're telling me, again, you have this money allocated in different ways and different dynamics. You have the NRA, who has buku money, and all these, like the mass shootings are starting to rack up weekly at this point. Weekly, mm-hmm. Right? This is no longer something few and far in between. This is weekly. And now one gun dynamic really, hell, now Georgia's an open carry state.
Yeah.
You can just carry just willy-nilly.
You don't have a license, nothing.
You don't. And granted, I am a gun owner and I open carry. Yeah. Where we doing? Where we at? Because I am a woman and I'm not out here wrestling with no goddamn body who wants to run up on me, period. So thank you for that. I take advantage of that. However, again, you can't tell me you care about our children when our children are being slaughtered in the fucking schools and the police are standing by and doing nothing as they hear these children being shot and slaughtered and their police chief is telling them to do nothing. But you really want to convince me that this fucking world cares about children?
Right.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining because I'm not that stupid.
Right. It's wild. I also wonder too, like, will this ever touch their world? So if this shooting started to happen in their neighborhoods, their private schools and things of that nature, like, will this change things for them? I it's sad to say, but when that shooting happened in Chicago, in that suburb of Chicago, that was an affluent community. So like people, and I hate the narrative that was spinning, right? Because it's a suburb of Chicago. So of course they're thinking Chicago, inner city, gangs, there goes Chicago again. No. That was an affluent neighborhood. That's where Home Alone was shot. You get what I'm saying? Like that's where all those movies were, like that is an affluent white neighborhood, okay? That's where that shooting happened. Nowhere near the inner city of Chicago, right? And it's like, when I see things like that, of course I'm sad, right? Kids were killed, you know, like people just having a good time were killed. But then I'm like, yo, like you're getting a taste. Like you're, and I hate to be that guy, but like you're getting a taste of the things that we deal with. Like
on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're getting a taste. You're getting a taste. And I want more to understand, to feel that, because yo, like you said, I get it. Open carry sometimes can be beneficial, right? But also you have to look at the state of the city and the state that you're in to see overall, is it going to help? Because that's not a lie. These shootings have been outrageous out here in Atlanta, even before they started the open carry stuff.
But the thing is, when you market it as black on black crime, which is not a real fucking thing, let's be
right. Okay. Exactly.
But when you just market it as, oh, black on black, the blacks are just killing each other, then you're marketing as, oh, it's just animals killing animals. No. That's not the case, right? Now these babies are being killed at school. These babies are being killed in grocery stores. Senior citizens and elder people are being killed in church, right? Mm-hmm. So when you stop marketing as such where black on black, and now it's marketed as mass shooting. But who's doing the shooting?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we ain't shooting nobody. It's the same gender, the same dynamic doing the mass shooting, and then nothing is changing. And it's not going to change because they're the ones that's doing it. But right. I promise you, if it was another culture,
they're protected too, though. So
absolutely, we learned that with George Zimmerman and everybody mm-hmm. else. Like, let's be real. Mm-hmm. They're very much protected. So I don't care what anyone says. And we saw that with the January 6th.
Yeah.
They're the same people that backs the NRA, the same people, it's all the same people.
Yeah, and it's wild too, because when that was going down, right, I remember seeing it on the TV, and I remember seeing certain clips where it felt like to me, the police just let them through. And it's funny how we're seeing now that deleted texts from the CIA, they're trying to figure out what's going on there, like, you know, retrieving deleted texts. Like, we didn't know from the jump that this was an inside job. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, they're trying to make it like, oh man, this is amazing. We knew those who have been being persecuted by the system have been being jerked around. We know what time it is.
I say it all the time. The best thing about being black and growing up poor is you know a motherfucking jukes when you see it.
Listen, you see know the a finesse. Setup
when, you know a setup when you see it. You know the bullshit when you see it. And it's just like, I don't know who y'all think y'all fooling, but my Uncle Ray Ray did this 20 years ago. So I'm like, I know what this looks like. I know it's not about. I know when he's giving his speech, it's like, bro, we see the subliminals. We see what you're trying to do. Who you think you fooling?
Come on, what else did you think was going to happen?
He knew what was going to happen, and he knew what he wanted to happen. So again, like I said, all this is playing into the same, but instead of controlling the guns and the angry white people who want to go around killing folk and the senators who allow it, y'all worry about my coochie?
All right, that's what's killing people.
That's the problem.
Badge.
That's the problem. Let's not even factor in the fact that when black women get pregnant, the likelihood of us giving birth and living is fucking so slim compared to our white counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
So I might fucking die anyway because the healthcare system doesn't give a fuck about me.
No, I forgot the number. Is it 4 times more likely or something? Exactly. Like that?
The healthcare system doesn't give a fuck about black women.
Stacey,
but you're gonna force me to have this baby,
right? Stacey Abrams was giving out facts about that, basically saying like Georgia has nothing to be proud of because we're last when it comes to women, black women's health care, yep. And you know, education and things of that nature. Yep. She was like, "Yo, ain't nothing to be proud of. Like, it's time to change this and to turn it around." And it's clearly that we do have our morals and our priorities all messed up as a country. It's wild. Like certain times, you kind of get malaise with everything that's going on because it really doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem real. It seems like stuff you would see out of a movie, things that are common sense, right? Are just being thrown and thrust about just all over the media. And we're seeing that as much as we like to tote ourselves as a forward-thinking country and civilization, we're not. We literally have sat down and told women, you have no say so on what to do with your body.
None. And if you get pregnant, you have to have the baby. And here's the kicker. It's like all these pro-life people, it's like, you so pro-life. Then why is there so many fucking kids in foster care? Why is there so many kids that are trying to be adopted? Why are so many kids if we have all these pro-life people running around here?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you've literally told women that you don't matter. Because if we're honest, if we dive deeper into it, everything's a setup. Why is there a tax, a luxury tax on feminine hygiene products?
Well, you know what? The sad part is, as a woman, we ain't shocked. Because I say it time and time again. As a black woman, you're at the bottom of the totem pole. You get treated like shit on a regular basis. And that's just what it is. You know, you get acclimated to everything being a fucking power struggle. As a woman, everything is a power struggle. I just want to come on my period and have tampons and be cool. Like, do you understand people in jail have to pay for their own tampons?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, for basic human necessities, like, that to me is wild. That is wild. Where we can't, for people to be proud, like, there's so many things that I'm seeing that are wrong, that are so prehistoric.
Oh, I got one even better for you. Check this out. So if I get pregnant, I am forced to have this child, right? Because I'm not allowed to abort my child because of the heartbeat bill or whatever the fuck they want to call it. But check it. If I am 21, unmarried, and I want to get my tubes tied, the doctor won't do it.
Right.
I literally just got cleared to get my tubes tied. Literally just got cleared. And I'll be 39 in October. Literally just got cleared. I've been trying to get my tubes tied since I had my daughter at 21 years old. 17 years ago. Going on 18. And not near doctor would do it. They said, medically, we can't do it because you only have one child. You've never been married. Okay, so I can't get my tubes tied. And I can't have an abortion. Make it make sense.
Wow, man. Treating you like cattle.
And that's why I say it's like, as women, we're, and to say that we're acclimated, people think we accept it. And it's not acceptance. It's just the norm for us because our bodies aren't our bodies. Our bodies haven't been our bodies since the day we were born, because as a young female, you still have to be mindful of being molested by family members. You have to be mindful of, like, oh, I can't wear this at school because the boys are going to be distracted. So now I have to wear certain clothes as to not distract the boys. I have to present in a way as to not distract the boys, because my presence is a distraction to the boys.
Yeah, it's wild. Not holding them accountable as well, right? But yet, all these erectile function drugs are easily accessible, given to them at a discount to promote the male vitality, right? Because that's what's important, the male vitality.
It is. Because if you don't have your penis, you're not a man.
There you go.
If your penis doesn't work, you're not.
There you go.
If you can't impregnate multiple women at one time, you know.
That is wild.
It is so fucking wild. But like I said, like, these are the day-to-day struggles that women have to face. And you would think as time progressed, it would get better. But as you see, we're going back in time.
Exactly. And then you, who's bringing up a new generation of women, have to sit down and have these conversations, right? Why is this overturned? Why are we taking a step backwards? What is going on here? Like, all these conversations need to be had so they can really understand the world that they're really living in, the world that is not looking out for their best interests, a world that doesn't really care about them and uses their body for their entertainment, what they feel is right. It's one of the hardest things that I think a parent really has to go through, in a sense of, well, Black women and parents of minority kids. To sit there and to have to talk to your kid about how they don't fit in this world and how to navigate in that world. That's got to be one of the most difficult conversations a parent has ever had to have. Like, I couldn't fathom doing that.
It is, but it isn't. Because, like I said, as a female, you already understand that you don't fit in. You already understand that certain things that you have to be concerned about. Like, for example, me going to get gas at night.
Mm-hmm.
Something I don't do. I don't have my daughter do it. Why? Because it's not safe. Because in this world, you are a target. And if something happens to you, guess what? You're not going to make the news, baby. No one gives a fuck about you. Because when you're dead, you're dead. And that's it. No one will. But if you were a white woman, that's different. So you got to move different when you are a Black woman and a brown woman. And you got to teach your children how to move different as well. Because if something happens, you get kidnapped, guess what? Everyone, even the police, like, well, she just ran away. Because what they think, all Black girls have bad relationships with their parents and they just hot in the ass anyway.
Right, right. They're trying to get out of a bad situation.
Right. So understanding is such a systematic oppression across the board. And you have to have these conversations or you're setting your child up to live in a world that doesn't give a fuck about them. And I tell my daughter, and I'm like very straight up, like, this world don't give shit about you. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it like that, but that's just what the fuck it is.
That's a fact. You got to train them to look out for themselves, their own well-being, because the system is not looking out for them.
Exactly. Don't think no job give a fuck about you, because these jobs don't give a fuck about
you. They sure don't.
Don't think the fucking medical system, your doctor don't give a fuck about you. Like, and I don't care if your doctor's the same Black woman as you. I promise you, you are a number to her. And we do have some great physicians. Don't get it wrong. We do. But in every field, there's always someone that's just getting by.
Yeah, facts.
Every field, I don't care what it is.
They're all not created equal. So.
Right. And even if they want to care, sometimes the politics tie their hands so much to the point they still can't do anything.
No, that's facts. Like you said, the job doesn't care, right? So I could have all my well-to-do intentions and, you know, have my priorities and morals in order. But if my overhead, my bosses want things dictated a certain way, you're going to have to do it. I mean, we talked about this off air, you know, like I have certain values and beliefs, but my boss had different values and beliefs and I had to go by theirs. So
that's it.
You know, that's just really what it is. It's crazy. It's just sad to see, man. Basic human rights are just being thrown out the window. But yet we're supposed to be a forward moving country and thinking country.
Yeah. You would think, but it's not. And like I said, when it comes to women, we are always the easy target because I promise you, shortly after they ensured that the LGBTQ community still were safe when it comes to same-sex marriages, they were not touching that because that dynamic is a powerful dynamic and they're not an easy target anymore.
Oh, yeah. It has a lot of whites too, so.
Yes, is they're not an easy target anymore. When you have those, you know, that money talks, I don't give a fuck. But we have women who are already getting paid less than men to do the same fucking job. Again, we're easy targets. So, like I said, when I heard that, I was just like, well, one, Tristan didn't plan to get pregnant anytime soon anyway, because you already know how I feel about pregnancy.
I already know. Worst thing that could happen to you.
Literally, the worst. I would rather be pushed down the steps 5 times.
Yeah,
but still, it's like...
lose an arm. You buy?
Right, but at the end of the day, it should be my choice.
That's my thing. It should be my choice.
It should be my choice what I choose to do with my body. And the fact that it's not my choice, it further shows that this is not land of the free at all. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. It hasn't been, it has not been, and will not be for a very long time. And I remember I was watching Amanda Seales, you know, my cousin in my head.
I said, the homie.
I know, right? And she was saying something on her Instagram where they were saying, like, in North Carolina, you can shoot a pregnant woman if it prevents her from killing her child.
Wow.
Now, make that make sense.
Wow. So barbaric.
But again, that just shows you how much they value women. Like, we are just here to reproduce.
It's like cattle. It's like cattle.
Literally.
And I hate it, but like, it's like cattle. Just make us babies and shut up.
Literally.
Just, wow. Wow.
It's a numbers game, and but we have to get those people out of office. And I think that's why, you know, certain positions should definitely have a cap to how long you could be in those positions.
Oh, yeah. The lifetime positions. And yeah, no, I definitely agree, because you see that with Roe versus Wade, like, you, and I don't want to get the political. The people that swayed that overturning were the people that Trump put in office. That's who made that overturn. Those three were the ones. So, like you said, make sure you vote. Make sure you're knowledgeable on the topics. And also, you have to vote locally. That's where it
starts. Yes. Locally,
that's where it starts.
And that's why it's so important. It's just like, register these babies to vote. Talk to them about politics. I know, like, a lot of people, you know, don't like watching the news because it's always sad and depressing, but you have to watch the news or at least read, and yeah, you know,
read.
And these are conversations I have with my daughter. You know, I can't stand TikTok, but at the end of the day, somehow she finds this information, this wonderful information on TikTok. So, and we have these open dialogues and open conversations, and, you know, thank God for states like California. It's like, hey, we'll take anybody. You want
to
come get
the
abortion out here?
Thank you for saying that. There are certain states that are like, F what they said. If you need it, come see us.
There you go. There you go. And they have a new service now where they have in certain states where people will transport you, you know, to and from, because a lot of people go and, you know, get abortions and they don't have people to come with them.
Forgot the companies. Crap. There's like three companies, big companies. I think Netflix was one of them. Three companies basically saying, yo, we don't support this. If you're in this situation, we will pay for your travel and your time over there while you recover and everything like that. Shout out to those companies right there who understand, like, this is some prehistoric male bulls. Like, shout out to them. Shout out to them for
it's
looking
so out. Crazy. It's so crazy. Out. But yeah, hopefully we'll get it together before I become a grandma.
I don't have hope. We're going backwards. We're going backwards. I'm sorry. We're going backwards. We're just,
I, no, I agree. Listen, I agree.
Start. We're going to be soon. This is going to be the Hans and Tristan building a bomb shelter. Because we listen, get your supplies ready, because we're gonna have to. It's gonna,
you already know. I'm like, get my bug out bag with all listen, my supplies and stuff, and go and keep it moving. You know, I'm ready to live off the land anyway, just in case the zombie apocalypse come.
Listen, it's about to be crazy. It's about to be crazy. But guys, thank you so much for joining us and not giving up on us. We appreciate it. The Hans and Tristan podcast is available on every platform. Also, hit up our Instagram page. We're there. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back next time. See you guys later.
Bye.